Regardless of three Israeli approvals last week of thousands of more illegal settlement units in the West Bank, including Jerusalem al-Quds, the acting Palestinian Authority chairman, Mahmoud Abbas, has decided to go ahead with the U.S. brokered talks with Israeli officials. But many Palestinians insist that Abbas must stick to his previous condition of a complete settlement freeze.
Goes totally against the Palestinian principles. It goes against what the authority has been commit itself in 2009. When they said that they are not going to back to a negotiation under any condition if the settlements didn't freeze and they didn't stop totally from expansion.
According to observers, the Israeli decision to approve the construction of about 3,000 settlement units ahead of talks proves that Tel Aviv does not intend on pulling out of its expansionist agenda, which is deemed illegal under international law.
The message for that is very clear, that there's not going to be in any way any discussion or negotiation over the settlements. It means that the Palestinian Authority legalized in a way or another the settlements because they're accepting to sit with the Israelis.
Abbas's decision to resume negotiations without any conditions or framework is seen as a unilateral move and against the national consensus. The move has already been condemned by Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and many PLO factions.
Unfortunately, Palestinian negotiators are a partner to the Israeli expansionism. We call upon them that there is no way to continue deceiving the Palestinian people. Not only the Islamic forces who are against it, but also the factions with the Palestinian Liberation Organization. So how PA's move could be called legitimate one?
Since the aim of these negotiations are for a final status to the so-called two-state solution, and Israel is increasing its presence inside of the 1967 border, many Palestinians wonder how the future Palestine would look like geographically.
What kind of negotiations, what the results of negotiations if you accept these settlements to be strengthened? It means that you are accepting, in a way, negotiating on a ghettoization for the Palestinian people.
Palestinian officials refused to comment on issues to be raised in Wednesday's negotiation session. A major concern amongst many Palestinians is that the PA negotiating team would eventually settle for a land swap with Tel Aviv. If this happens, then all of the Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, which are deemed illegal under international law, would be legitimized by Mahmoud Abbas. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.